that. Hallelujah. Be seated as you turn to page 94. Amen. I believe he's coming back. Do you believe? Amen. Hallelujah. Some people from the Lord are running. They say that he's not coming, but they don't understand what the word said of that day. Some believe it's just a fable, but I know the Lord is able to fulfill the word. He could come back today. Yes, I believe he's coming back like he said. Oh, I believe that a voice is going to sound so loud. One day it'll wake the dead. Oh, in the twinkling of an eye, he's gonna split those eastern skies. And I believe he's coming back like he said. Now we know the time is nearing when we'll soon see his appearing. This could be the hour, yes, this could be the day, when the saints from every nation is going to lose their gravitation in the twinkling of an eye, be called away. Yes, I believe he's coming back like he said. I believe that a voice is going to sound so loud. One day it'll wake the dead. Oh, in the twinkling of an eye, he's going to split those eastern skies. And I believe he's coming back like he said. Amen. Oh, I believe he's coming back. One day it'll wake the day. Oh, in the twinkling of an eye, he's gonna split those eastern skies. And I believe he's coming back. Amen. Sing it again. Oh, I believe he's coming back like he said. Oh, I believe that a voice is gonna sound so loud. One day it'll wake the dead. Oh, in the twinkling of an eye, he's gonna split those eastern skies. And I believe he's coming back like he said. Amen. Oh, I believe it. Amen. Hallelujah. Prepare yourself. Get ready. Amen. Time is short. Hallelujah. He's coming back. Amen. One day soon. Amen. As it's been said before, saints, look back on the last 5 years. How fast have they gone? If it is another 5 years, just be a heartbeat. Think about it.
Amen. You can be seated. Amen. Amen. Praise his name. Page 7, I think it is. I can't hardly see it. The unclouded day. Amen.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
See yourself getting ready. Oh, it puts an excitement in your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. Brother Luke, would you like to come up and take up the offering?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That's the blessing, if you will. Oh, yes. Amen. Where would I be without Jesus? Amen. Think as you sing it.
Where would I be without Jesus? Oh, where would I spend eternity?
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Amen. How many have a request on your heart? A need? Amen. Trying. Amen. Ask and believe. Try him. Amen. Praise his name. Let's bow our heads. Brother Philip, would you like to take the request?
Heavenly Father, we gather a great privilege again to be gathered together here in your presence. Thank you, Lord. Father God, when we look back at our lives, Lord, and see what we, where we come from, Lord, and what we were doing, Lord, and what our goals was, Lord. Father God, to realize where you got us from, Lord, and we're just so grateful and thankful, Lord. Where would we be if it wasn't for you, Lord, Lord? And we just appreciate, Lord, where you brought us to, Lord. And Father God, what you're doing in our lives, Lord. And we pray, Father, that each and every day that we draw closer and closer unto you, Lord. And we're dedicated to consecrate our lives mainly, Lord. And we might become more like Christ, Lord, as we walk this walk of life, Lord, and we're in here today, Lord, that we'll become more like Christ, Lord, and thy God, that we might be a lamp and a light, God.
Yes.
We pray tonight for the needs of the people, Lord, the hand of the grave, Lord, and you know the desire and the need of all their hearts, Lord. We pray, Father, you grant us that, that it might bring glory and honor unto thy name, God.
Oh,
we pray tonight as thy word comes forth that you have anointed to speak, Lord, and anoint the words that he speaks, Lord, and anoint our hearts to receive your words, Lord, that may
yes.
go forth tonight and find its intended purpose, Lord, that thy God to stir our hearts, Lord, to approach and walk with you, God. We ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Would anyone have a song in the congregation special? Something that's been burning to him.
Yes. Sing that little chorus, Jesus got a hold of my life.
Amen. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Jesus got a hold of my life and won't let me go. Jesus got a hold of my life, got into my soul. Got a hold of you. He said there no one pluck us out of his hand. Hallelujah. All the promises, saints. Everything in life, every need, every trial and test, there's word there and there. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise his name. Praise his name.
Let's sing that little chorus, we'll walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Amen. We'll walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy. mercy are bright. Shine all around us. Amen. Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, you'll walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come with the new drops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world.
Amen. Glory. Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, I'm so glad that I serve the light of the world. Amen. He's so wonderful and precious. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, it's just so wonderful and precious to be have the privilege to be gathered here tonight, Lord, in your presence. And, oh, God, just knowing that your scripture says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And, Father, we feel that liberty in our hearts tonight to just, Lord, worship you and praise you and glorify your name. And then, Lord, the liberty that through mercy and grace we can gather around your precious word. And, Lord, let your word feed our hungry soul. We ask now that you would do that for us tonight and open our hearts, Lord. That's nothing we can do in ourselves. We can't sit here and say that we open ourselves up to you. Lord, it takes you to open it. Lord, you to take and tear open the heart and wipe away all the crust and the hardness, Lord, and just let your Holy Spirit come in and saturate us and move in our lives by the move of the Holy Ghost, Lord, which alone truly does set us free. So we appreciate you now and just wait on you to speak to our hearts through the Word of God. And may we, Lord, just be humble and yielded to you and just let you have your way, Lord. Whatever you want, just let it be to me according to thy will, O God. Precious Lord Jesus, you spoke that, Lord, and how it ought to be a bubbling in our hearts today. Lord, thy will be done. Amen in our lives. We ask it in Jesus' name, our precious Lord. Amen. Glory to his name. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
I'm so thankful I could be here tonight. It's God's blessings. Amen. And I count it a great blessing to be here. Amen. Let us turn our Bibles, if you like to St. John's Gospel, the 6th chapter. And let's read beginning here at the 63rd verse. Just a little something this evening. Amen. St. John's Gospel in the 6th chapter. Amen. And it begins 63rd verse. I'm so glad everyone could make it out tonight that's here. Some couldn't make it, but we pray God will bless them somehow by the recording. Amen. All right, paragraph 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. Now think of that. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. May the Lord bless you in his word. You may be seated. Amen. That is such a blessing to be quickened by the Holy Spirit. Not by emotion, but maybe by what somebody could whip me up to, maybe by playing music or somebody even speaking something emotional. But by the Holy Spirit quickening.
Amen.
On the inside, that when we hear the Word of God, it is quickened and made alive. That it is no longer just a scripture read, but it comes alive in our lives. And we realize that's a big problem in the age that we live. You know, many people can read the Bible, they can read scripture, and they can profess to believers and Christians and all that. But has the Word of God quickened us personally as individuals? Has it quickened our hearts to the Word of God, to where it is living perfectly? A lot of people don't like that, to talk about the Word of God living perfectly. But my mind goes back again to Ephesians 4, about the Scripture speaking of God giving gifts unto the church, to where we'd come into the perfection and come to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That's a lot. That's a lot. That's not just professing you're a believer or professing you're a Christian. It's not just trying to make people believe that you're something. But that is something that Jesus Christ has to do through us. That he brings us and conforms us. As the scripture said, there's a people been predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son. Now,
if this perfect image of Jesus Christ and of people being predestinated to come and be conformed to that image, then isn't it going to happen? Will it happen through people? Absolutely it will. I don't know about you, but I am so sick of seeing people saying they're Christians and their lives is a total chaos. Oh, they can pray in public. They can tell their people they're Christians. You know, I see it all the time on the job and everything, and people coming in and they try to witness to you. And before they get to their car, they light up a cigarette. Or before they get out of the conversation of trying to witness about the Lord Jesus Christ, they curse on something. It's just a total chaos. Or some woman come up to you and trying to profess Jesus Christ, and she got saved, and she's got clothes on that's so ungodly. When the scripture plainly says, he that looketh upon a woman that lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And yet professing to be believers. Oh, we want to talk about a little bit tonight about somebody who's quickened to the Word of God as truly a believer, something that's real and genuine. Not a denominational so-called bunch of filth. No. Which where a lot of filth is laying at in these denominations. It's a sick mess. You get preachers up there saying what their ideas is and what they think the Scripture says. Why not just say it what God's Word says? Amen. You know, it's just plain and simple as it can be. But there's so many people in the world today that's saying they're believers and Christians. And my, they can put on some mighty good things. But just like the Scripture said, and we read not too long ago, love suffereth long and is kind. Envieth not. Vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. Thinketh not itself unseemly. And all these things. And if we can't have just love, we're nothing. We may speak in tongues. We may prophesy in his name. We may might do many things. As God's word also said, that day had come. Haven't I prophesied in thy name? Haven't I cast out devils? And most people today that even are so-called Christians, when they're really not, but are so-called Christians, that is so confusing to them. They think, well, surely if this man's prophesying, or surely if he's casting out devil, he's got to be a Christian. No. No. Jesus said, depart from me, you work of iniquity. What is iniquity? Knowing to do good and doeth it not. And look at the word of God that lays before us, and if we do not do it, we are a worker of iniquity. We've read the Bible. Most of us have. Excuse me, we know what it says. We know these things. We know what it says about a woman if that she must dress modest apparel. And we know what that is. So that a man will not look at her to lust. She's dressing modest. We know the scripture says she's not to wear anything that pertains to man. Pertains is even like it. And look what they're doing today. Breeches, shorts on, going out naked. Tops on that shows their bosom. And they call themselves Christians. But friends, I want something that's real and genuine, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Every word. Now, how's a man going to do that? How's a woman going to do that? Is to be quickened by the Holy Spirit. You see? Something come in their life that is real and genuine and not fake. There's so much fake today. There's so much nonsense. Scripture says, pray always. Can we match it? While we're working? While we're doing something? Are we meditating, talking to the Lord? I said, talk about somebody real and genuine that's got every word. That's what's going back in the rapture. And all this fake stuff. There's so much fake anymore. Food is fake. Furniture is fake. Automobiles is fake. Nothing's built like it used to be. Food's nothing like it used to be. Human race is nothing like it used to be. It's all falling apart. Amen. Every bit of it, you see. Amen. But I believe in the midst of all that, God's going to have something that's real and genuine. Something that is real. Hallelujah. I want to be one that's real. Hallelujah. I want to be something. I don't need somebody to wind me up, but the wind up is on the inside coming out. Hallelujah. Something that's flowing on the inside is genuine. I don't need somebody else to shout for me. I'm going to shout myself. Hallelujah. I don't want somebody to live my life for me. I'm going to live it for Him. I want Jesus Christ to come in and have that preeminence in my life, to where it's Him flowing through me. You see, that when we sing these songs, I can sing it and know I match it. Hallelujah. I don't have to sing it and wonder if I'm matching it. No. It's like a little song, I want to live the way He wants me to live. I want to give till there is no more to give. Oh my. That's a lot of word. Amen. That's a lot of life. That's a lot of reality. That's no fake. No fake and pretense. Which there's so much of it today. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? Even men in the... these missionaries, some of them going forth in the land today. Amen. If you don't respond to them while they're praying for you, friends, they'll hit you hard enough to knock you on the floor and people think you got filled out or knocked out with the Spirit. Nothing but nonsense. Trash. But I want something genuine and real. Amen. Where there can't be found no fault. You know, a deacon has to live, the scripture says, they have to be blameless. Well, friends, I want to stand even if I'm not a deacon and be blameless. Amen. That nobody can point a finger and say, you did this and you did that and you're not living this and you're not living that. I want to be absolutely blameless. Amen. Is that our desire?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Or we don't care to live lives that people can point their finger out. You're supposed to be a Christian. Look at you. I seen the way you was acting that day. I seen how you acted when somebody come up to you and spout off something smart to you and you smarted right back and say you're a Christian. I thought we were supposed to be conformed to the exact image of Jesus Christ. Look at how Jesus was smacked and smitten and spit at and falsely accused, and He opened not His mouth. That same Jesus Christ is to be alive today in a many-member body. His wife, the bride, today. Are we one of them? Amen. Is that what we want?
Amen.
Oh, glory. Let's go on. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. And I'm going to tell you what, friends. Without Jesus Christ living in our lives, I'm going to tell you what, our flesh is absolutely profiting nothing. We are filth, we are trash, we are no good. When Jesus Christ comes in, now there's something worth living for.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The words that I speak unto you, the very word that I read to you right now, it is spirit and it is life. Don't forget that. It is spirit and it is life.
Amen.
Life? Yes. It'll give you a life, friends, that you can't live yourself. You can try all you want to, but you'll never hold up. Well, I hold up, Brother Steve, I hold up. And sit there and watch a television with all that filth. Huh? When the scripture says the carnal mind is enmity, it's against God, and God hates it. And you tell me you can sit there and watch that TV and tell me that ain't carnal, fleshly, sensual. And you're the same as Jesus Christ. You think the Lord Jesus Christ would do the things people that's claiming to be Christians today would do? You think He'd do it? Absolutely not. He preached against it clear back then. Yeah, He did. But people hasn't got eyes to see because they haven't been quickened by the Spirit. So it's just words. Thou shalt not do this. Or you should do this. Thou shalt do that, not do that. It's just words. But friends, when it becomes quickened by the Holy Ghost, it comes alive and it produces a life of Jesus Christ back through us. And that's what every one of us sitting here, it has to be. In plain, simple words, according to Scripture, we're lost.
Amen.
Though whatever we profess from our tongues and our lips, we're lost without that kind of life. Without the Word being quickened in our life. And that can only happen by the Holy Spirit. Let's go on. And they are spirit and they are life, his word is. But there are some of you that believe not. Now you realize how many people go to church and still don't believe? Realize how many there is? I hope there's none of us here like that. That we come here and we sit here and we listen to old Brother Steve get up here and preach out of the Bible and preach the Word of God and really don't believe it. You know? There's a lot of that going on now. Yeah. But they just get a satisfaction of thinking, I read the Bible, I'm a Christian, I'm going to heaven. Nonsense. That ain't even close. You see? For Jesus knew from the beginning. Now listen. Every one of us sitting here, Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not. Before the world was ever formed, he knew who would believe and who would not. And who should betray him. Oh my. Now remember, Judas served the Lord Jesus Christ. Judas was there in all the services. Was he not?
Right.
Absolutely. Judas was even one of the disciples. Oh, yeah. And you know, Judas himself cast out devils.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. And he said, therefore, said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given him of my Father. Then what's all this other stuff? No one can come to him unless they were given to him by the Father. What's all these other people? Because there's certain ones that was given to him. Is that right? We do believe predestination, don't we?
Amen.
It's all through the Scripture. A lot of Pentecostals don't believe it. A lot of Pentecostals get up and preach against predestination, which Pentecostals has fell back a long ways in the last 30 years. A long ways. They used to have a little bit of holiness, and it just keeps going out the door, further and further out the door. There's just nothing there anymore. All there's emotion, excitement. Don't forget, the rain falls on the just and the unjust.
Amen.
Oh, the old tares can shout the same as the wheat when that spirit falls.
Amen.
But that doesn't make them wheat. No. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. That must have been a pretty strange message Jesus gave to them. They got to thinking about this. Here he is now. He's judging us. That he knows who would betray him before the world was ever formed. This Jesus claims he knows this. They didn't realize that was God in flesh. For in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Amen.
You see? They didn't realize it was God in flesh. Then said Jesus unto the 12 that was still with him, will ye also go away? Wow. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life.
Amen.
If I read this same Bible, I know that's going to be the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ. Wow. Somebody knew he was the Christ, but there was someone left that didn't know he was.
Amen.
Well, this word is Christ still today. And look at the people that still don't know this word today is Christ. And they walk away from it. Oh, here God will say through his word to do this and do that. And people will just walk away from it. They didn't know he was God. They didn't know this word was God. But I'm going to tell you, this word is God.
Amen.
This is the word of eternal life. Heavens and earth shall pass away, but he said, my word shall never pass away.
Amen.
It'll never fail.
Amen.
See? And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil? Wow. You mean Jesus knows who is and who ain't? Absolutely. But it's amazing how many people can go through life and be Christians and not know that. And not realize that. That God knows them that are his. Is that right? Scripture said he did. Amen. He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. For he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. He went to church, and you know what? He was trusted to be the treasurer. Wow. And yet Jesus knew at that time, among them 12 people that was there, those 12 disciples were 12 people, they were 12 human beings, the same as we are. And Jesus knew who Judas was. And he knew when it come down to the end of really standing and to be able to be filled, to be able to make it to that point of going to Jerusalem and being endued with power on high, in other words, be filled with the Holy Ghost, he knew Judas would never get that far. Friends, it's so precious to be filled with that Holy Ghost. Amen. And through that Holy Ghost, then the Word of God will be quickened to you. I hear so many people say they're filled with the Holy Ghost, and yet they can read that Bible, and they don't know anything about it. And to read the Bible, they'll read it, and their lives don't show it. They still got their attitudes that they had from the time they was a child. They still got their attitudes of showing disapproval when somebody don't like them. So they got to show they don't like that person. Oh, but they're a Christian, you know. They say. Oh, my. Believe me, I see it all the time, friends. All the time. Just dealing with the public. People that claim they're Christians. Claim they're believers. And I'm telling you what, you can't tell them any different than a sinner. The only thing different between them and a sinner, they're talking about the Lord. How they love the Lord Jesus when they don't. You say, Brother Steve, how do you know? Because the scripture says, he that loveth me will keep my commandments. Amen. And God doesn't lie. You see? Oh my. Friends, it's time to see real and to get rid of all the fake. The fake is sick. The fake. The fake will try to overcome the real, but it'll never happen. Never. Oh, they're more in number, but they'll never overcome the power of the Lord Jesus Christ living in people. It'll never happen. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. This is Acts 2, if you want to turn with me. Acts 2, 37 and 39. Now when they heard this, you know what Peter was saying before this, just save a little time, they were pricked in their heart. I want you to notice something there. When these people were listening to Peter speak here, there was something that was pricked in their heart. Something sparked. Do you remember that time when something sparked in your heart? And it was something about when it sparked, it never left. No. If it leaves, it never was a true spark. It was just emotion. But when it really something sparks on the inside, oh my, there's something calling out. There's a deep calling to the deep on the inside. Hallelujah. And said Peter, or something, he said, and they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? Do you see the humility in people's lives then? The humility. But today, people will say something, prick their heart. But I ain't asking no preacher nothing. I know just as much as he knows. I ain't asking him nothing. I've read that Bible more than he has probably. You ain't telling me what I need. I know what I've got. But you see, these people didn't have that attitude. Now, they had something prick their heart that showed them they really needed something. Yeah. They really needed something that was real. Because they wasn't seeing something real before. But now something sparked in their heart that was real. Yeah. Then Peter said unto them, repent. Well, could you imagine telling a lot of people today that's going to church, they still need to repent? They'll tell you, I repented, brother, I repented. Repenting, friend, is with true sorrow of what you've done. True sorrow. It makes you sick to think what you've done in the past. And then repenting is turning away from that, what you've done in the past. That's true repentance. You see? But a lot of people just think it's going to the altar, Lord, forgive me, I'm sorry. And no real remorse and sorrow in their heart. Don't you think God sees that? The scripture says he searcheth the reins and knows our hearts. He knows how sorry we was. Huh? Then Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Nowhere does it say Father, Son, Holy Ghost, except for the Lord Jesus Christ. But he knew those coming after him would have the revelation of who he was. He is the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, but his name is Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's one God, not three. He's not a father and a son. It's not three persons. My name is Stephen. I'm a father. I'm a son. I'm an uncle. Does that make me three people? No. Bunch of nonsense. But people has listened to some preacher with some indoctrination, the devil indoctrinated his mind with, and come up with that. To baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And oh, Hail Mary and all this. Nah, nonsense. You see? That's what Satan will do to people's minds. But that's what being quickened by the Spirit will do. It'll channel you into the truth. The truth shall set you free from all those man-made creeds and doctrines. Amen. And sometimes people can be around the Word of God for years and still be holding on to some indoctrination that some man gave them in the past, as we talked about a few weeks ago. Then Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now let me ask you, do you really think that you could be filled with the Holy Ghost and it not show in your life? Do you think it would still be you have to try to make yourself live right? You think it had to be you try to make yourself be kind to somebody and make yourself be long-suffering to somebody? When you're filled with that Holy Spirit, that comes with it, friends. He brings all that to where it brings it alive. It's quickened in your life. Now it's alive. You see? And then you sit there humble and receive the Word. And as you receive the Word, you become the Word. Yeah. And you know what we got going through the land today. People think, oh, we don't have to go to church no more. We don't have to have preachers no more. Well, that's awful strange that he said in the scripture, God gave unto the church,
amen,
apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we come into the unity of the faith,
amen,
and the fullness of the stature of Christ. Wow. But so many people today want to do away with it. Well, be honest with you, I'd do away with it too if he was preaching false doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't listen to it at all. If they preach one time, one thing contrary in that Bible, I'd throw them in the ditch. Yeah. Because they're not worth listening to. No. They're deceivers that Jesus spoke of in the Bible that would come in the last days. And it'd be so close in the last days, Jesus said, it would deceive the very elected if it were possible. That's really looking close.
Amen.
But all it takes is one word like it did to Eve. And the same devil that convinced Eve of one word it was okay to do, when God done give him the commandment, don't eat of that tree, don't partake of it, felt it was all right after Satan talking to her. Oh, yeah, okay, well, this sounds reasonable. This sounds interesting. So she had to partake of that fruit, she felt. But, oh, my, death came ever since. And death comes today when you take one word out or add one word to it. Didn't it say in Revelation, he that adds two or takes away one word out of this book? The plagues that's in this book would be upon you. Wow. That'd be terrible. But people can add to and take away. I'm talking about preachers too, friends. They can add and take away so easily and not think nothing about it. Oh, they've lost the fear. That fear of serving God. And that God is a God of wrath. Yes, he is. For the promises unto you and to your children keeps on coming for us. And to all that are afar off. We was a long ways afar off from this time this was spoken. But praise God, that same Holy Ghost is alive today.
Amen.
Amen. And quickening the word and making it alive in our hearts. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Wow. He doesn't call everybody. No. No, he doesn't call everybody. There's people been predestinated. Destinated. All right. Let me read just a few more here. Let's read this. Let's go to Acts 19. Let's read that. I'll tell you what, just to save a little time, let's skip over St. John 14. Let's do that. St. John 14, let's go to the 15th verse, because I don't want to hold you too late tonight. I don't care what word it is, it's beautiful.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So glorious. Again, because the truth sets us free. It sets you free from that not knowing for sure, wondering how this works, wondering how that works, wondering how this is going to happen, what's going to happen over here. It sets you free from all that confusion. If you just stay with the truth, it will. St. John 14, begin 15 verse. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And when you read that, can you just stop a few moments? Okay, maybe you've proclaimed you've read the whole Bible. Can you stop a few minutes and think from Genesis to Revelation and ask yourself, do you keep all that word? All of it. So, Brother Steve, I can't do that. Well, wait a minute. Jesus Christ can if he comes in you. Yeah? Yes, he can. He's the only one that can. But the problem is, to me, people want to claim they got a Holy Ghost in them, but yet they want to try to live the life. And it'll never happen. You ain't good enough. You ain't smart enough. Your brain ain't good enough. Your body ain't strong enough? Nah. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is truly ready.
Amen.
You see? We can't do it in ourselves. Jesus Christ has to live it in us. But again, people don't want to think they're weak, that their minds is weak. They don't want to think their flesh is not strong. They always think they're tough. They always think they can do things. Without anybody's help. I'm going to tell you what. In this, you need all of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Help he gives you. Because again, you'll never do it. And without him, we're a fake. We're a fake. Yeah. And when he comes in, he turns the fake into reality.
Amen.
Where there's no more fake. But you're something. You're genuine. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth. See what happens when that Holy Ghost comes in? It's the Spirit of truth, not fake. Not something added to and taken away, but the Spirit of truth whom the world, this is what he said, whom the world cannot receive. They can't. They're not predestinated. Remember, Jesus himself told his disciples, it was given to them to know the mysteries of the kingdom. To others, it has not been given. So not everybody can know the truth. No. But God predestinated people to know the truth and to live by the truth. Hallelujah. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. Oh, they say they know him. But friends, only through Jesus Christ can you know him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You mean the God of heaven, everything that consists and is created was created by him, comes in you. And don't you think he can't bring this body subject to live by his own word? Absolutely he can.
Amen.
But the problem today is so many people think he's in there. And they can't live it. And then they do what? They're nothing but a stumbling block. Yeah. Hypocrites. Claiming with their lips that they're Christians and believers. But Jesus Christ can't be seen in them. And remember, when he's in you, he's in all of his word. Not just what you can live a little bit yourself. You say, yeah, but when I got saved, I quit smoking. Friends, there's people every day that quit smoking. Yeah. There's people every day that quit drinking. There's people every day they quit cursing. And ain't been to church, have not even prayed a lick or nothing. They just decided to turn a new leaf. But you know what the difference is? They can't live by the word. Can't live by the every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Oh, they can do a few of those things. Yeah, and they can start going to church even. And they can get excited and a genuine Holy Ghost be falling. Anointing come down on them. And they think they have something real. But the difference is his life comes in you and lives. And takes your mind over, your spirit, your very being, and lives in your life. Then there's no question whether he's in there or not. Because then it is a life you cannot live. Yeah. Well, Brother Steve, I'm a good person. Well, why was you up there joking and cutting up with people? And getting involved in those silly jokes? There's nothing wrong with a good joke. Well, the scripture says, not foolish jesting, which is joking, be once named among you. Oh. Remember? It's everywhere. That's what makes the difference between a real and a fake.
Amen.
The real, by God's grace, overcome all that fake. And they are the overcomer then, as you're set with him on his throne. A lot of difference there. Oh, I forgot about that word, Brother Steve. Well, wait a minute. When he which is the comforter shall come, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I've said unto you. There's something about it when the joke starts and cutting up and getting special filthy jokes. There's something on the inside, a Holy Ghost. Say, stop that. Don't be a part of that. Like I've said before, on the job where I work, you know, they know not to just even start it. They don't tell their filthy jokes. When they want to tell their filthy jokes or show something filthy on their phone, they say, let's go over here because I know Steve don't want to see that. And they'll go over and do their little filthy thing because they know I won't stand for it. It's like a man I just hired. He worked for me about 14 years ago. And he was talking to one of the other guys today. He said, is Steve still that way? He said, he wouldn't even go to Jack's Steakhouse and eat. ain't saying every place serves it, you can't go eat. But in that atmosphere that she was there, I went there one time for a customer and seen the atmosphere. It was too much like a bar to me. So it's just not my liking, my desire. But he remembered that many years ago. And he asked the other fellow, he said, is he still like that? Oh, yeah, he's still like that. Yeah. But when people don't know how you are, and they've been around you for a long time, and they think you'll put up with that stuff, and they think you'll get involved in it, and you'll just do anything, you know you ain't got nothing shining. Nothing. Because if you got something shining, people know you got something shining. Yeah, you don't have to tell nobody. You don't have to go around, I'm a Christian, I read my Bible, and I do this. You don't have to say a word. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Are you going to let it shine? Oh, my. In closing, once you sisters come, yes, sir. Even the spirit truth whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. For when that Holy Ghost is in there, you don't have to worry about being comfortless. No, he's there through the test and the trials, and he holds you steady and calm. Hallelujah. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. Can you see him today? Because I live, ye shall live also. That sounds like something like him, being conformed to his image. Yeah. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And look at the people trying to claim he's in them, and there's no life to back it up. Remember, Jesus lived by every word. Again, not saying you'll never make a mistake. You might get trapped into something, but there's something about on the inside. When you get trapped into something that wasn't right, friends, it makes you sick and you can't stand it. You don't want nothing to do with it no more. And you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you and ask for strength and revelation. The Holy Ghost come in quick and that word is needed there to overcome that. And you don't let off until it's overcome. And oh, Lord, forgive me. And then you just forget all about it. You mean to tell me you hurt the Lord and went against his word and you just can forget about it so easy? It's not real on the inside. I'm going to tell you, you tell me you love somebody. You get married and you love that wife and you hurt her. You mean you just forget about that easy? Just hurt her and let it go? No. What if you're just courting her, you know, and you're really falling in love with her and you don't want to hurt her in any way and even say anything to hurt her, and you wouldn't do anything to harm her? That's just filial love. What about agape love for the Lord Jesus Christ? Huh? People can hurt him, do things against the word, which is him. And I think a thing about it. Oh, they can go as far as say, Lord, forgive me. And there's no remorse whatsoever. Not love. I think the scripture tells us love's a little different than that. Oh, yeah. It's a little different story than see, if you wouldn't want to hurt someone you're going to marry and you're falling in love with, you know, I've seen it so many times, you know, oh my goodness, you know, when I remember me, you know, when I fell in love with my wife, you know, and at that time, I didn't want to make one boo-boo. No. I didn't want to look at the wrong thing, and I didn't want to approach something the wrong way, because I wanted her to know I loved her, and I didn't want to miss the chance of marrying. How much greater it should be for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Wow. It should be so much stronger than that and greater than that. Amen. But again, we're talking about real. Amen. And not fake. There is so much fake today. As I said about fake food, I
had a guy work for Kraft. I think I told you before, Kraft Cheese. And he was telling me, he said, whatever you do, don't buy that grated cheese. I said, what do you mean? He said, we put sawdust in that to keep it apart, to keep it from sticking. I said, are you serious? He said, I'm as serious as I can be. We put sawdust in that cheese so it does not stick. He said, how do you think it stays in that bag and don't stick together? I said, never thought about it. I just thought it was cheese. He says, I can't remember what the percent of it was sawdust. I thought, wow, fake. And so many Christian so-called lives are so fake anymore. Where's the real? Genuine. Something that God can use and live through. God help me. Let me be a genuine Lord. Amen. Let us all stand. Amen. Oh, glory to his name. Let's sing that little song. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. It's on page 124. Amen. I believe it's 124. Yes. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Yes, it's just a closer walk. Oh, don't you mean that with all your heart now? Amen. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Oh, daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Oh, through this world of toils and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Sing that last verse. When my feeble life is old, I don't know the day, but he does. Time o'er me will be no more. Guide me safely, gently o'er to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Oh, just a closer walk with thee. Hallelujah. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Brother Timothy, come on up and dismiss us. Daily walking close to let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Yes, it's just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea.
happy to have been here?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace and his precious word. Amen. Oh, may we truly listen. Amen. Every word. And let it be. Can we find ourselves written in those pages? Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Precious Lord, it's truly been good to be here this evening. And Lord, how we have come, and Lord, you've come and you've spoke your precious word to us, Lord, as you said you would. And Lord, how we've listened as you, the things that's been read this evening, the precious scriptures that's been left for us, Lord. And where do I measure up, Lord, with those scriptures that's been read? Do I truly know that you're with me and in me? Do I know that I am walking pleasing to you, Lord? Or can the one little word keep my commandments? Can I find myself falling short? Lord, how great you are. Lord, how great is your word. And how it searches through every little crack and cranny of our hearts. And Lord, it knows where we're at and what we have need of. And Lord, we ask that these words tonight, Lord, will have sparked something. And Lord, as our brother began to read there in Acts, when they were pricked in their heart, they said, what must we do to line up with that precious word? Follow the instructions of the word that was given. And Lord, watch what happened in their lives. Lord, may that truly be the desire of our heart, to follow every word, to be humble, Lord, and to say, I see I have a need. Oh, Lord, don't let us be hard and crusty. Think we have need of nothing, Lord, as many of the Pharisees did in that day. But, Lord, let us reach out to you that you could lift us up.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we ask all things to your glory and to your honor. Bless those that couldn't come tonight, Lord. Bless those that are traveling, sick, or afflicted. Lord, bring them back to us, and you see fit, touch their bodies. And, Lord, bring us back Sunday if you should tarry. And may we come hungry, Lord, asking you to feed us of your precious words, that, Lord, we may grow, continuing to climb and to become more like you in everything we do. And we ask it all in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus before we go. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. I just couldn't help but think of it. When he read that scripture, baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is the sweetest.